so great being with you guys. It's been an incredible time. Who enjoyed worship? You don't have to lie. No, I'm joking. It was good. I think there's moments in the Lord often that I realize that as, you know, we come before Him as His kids. You know, we are His kids. We belong to Him, the Bible says. And He's our dad. And Jesus even said, you know, when the disciples came to Jesus and He said, "You are good." And Jesus said, "I'm not even good. I'm not even good. There's only one who is good. And that's the Father in heaven." And even this thing of, you know, fathers in the house, I just want to correct something around that. Because there's a sense that I'm leading at the moment. And as elders, we are there to lead. And God has anointed us. But you've only got one Father. Only got one Father. And that's the Father in heaven. And I know we understand the whole thing of like we're wanting to honor and say there's a father in the house and that. But actually, God's your Father. You live for Him. You live for Him. As elders, as leaders, as deacons in the house and home group leaders, we are there to go to point you to only one, and that's to Jesus, because He is everything. And you know what Jesus said? This is the scary thing. You know that Jesus said, "I can do nothing of my own. I do nothing unless I hear from my Father who's in heaven. And He's anointed me. He's given me the power." It's all about Him. Isn't that incredible? It's about Him. And I've got three preachers mulling around in my head. Just to be very honest with you guys. Can I be honest with you? Is that okay? Can we be honest in church? For those visitors, if you visitors, please, we love you guys. And there's many of us here that's part of 412 and part of Josh Jane's around the country. And if you're visiting, I just this morning, you know, I can preach what something for us. But I just felt this morning the Lord just going, just be honest. You know, I've had a crazy week. Who's had a crazy week? You know, crazy week. Just things happening. We're in this world. We're in this world. We're not off this world, but we're going through stuff. I'm running two businesses. I'm leading a church. God's good. You know, for many of you, you've running businesses. I look at a man called Philip van der Westhuizen sitting there. He runs this church, not alone, but that man carries things. I look at Darvi coming from Oudtshoorn, amazing time with him yesterday, just hearing how he's carrying things. Dads in the house, you're carrying things. How many of you dads this week just worried about something about your family? Hey, we're carrying stuff. You know, who's worried about a teenage kid in the house? You know, so church, we can come and we can put on a great show for you guys. We can have the best worship, light, smokes, mirrors in church. That could be interesting. But that's not what it's about. We are here to serve our Father and to give Him everything. And the thing I felt for us this morning is as we are honest with our dad, He takes us and He shows us the way, like Jesus. "I do nothing unless I hear from my Father." Can we put that scripture up? I'll tell you what it is if I quickly find it. I think just wanting to show us something here quickly. John 5, verse 19. Let's quickly look at this. My wife's going to be very cross with me, just so that you guys know, because I'm not going to be long this morning. And she prepared the whole day yesterday, kids' church, so that you dads can get something special from your kids. And I'm probably going to finish in the next 5 to 10 minutes. So if there's someone that can run to my wife and just say, "He's going to finish in 5 to 10 minutes, you better. Yeah, thanks, Nathan. Appreciate it. Otherwise, I'm going to be in trouble and my Father's Day is going to go like you're going to be completely different. So, yeah, just being honest. Yeah. Okay. So Jesus said to them, Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord." Nothing. The Son. Jesus is God, sent by the Father to come and represent God on earth. And he goes so low that he says to his disciples, "I can do nothing, nothing of my own accord, but only what I see the Father is doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise." You know, my prayer has been, "God, give me eyes to see. Give me eyes to see what you are doing." Even this morning, as I look at here, "God, give me eyes to see what you're doing in people's lives. What are you doing? What are you doing in this man's life this morning, God? What are you doing in Darvi and Liesl, God? What are you doing, God? What are you doing?" Because that is the only thing even us as leaders can come and go, "Lord, what are you doing? And how do we come alongside you to every single person can come into everything that God has for them?" Why? Because you matter. Your life matters. You belong to him. You are his. He bought you with a price. The Bible says we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, belonging to the Father, belonging to him. And God's here this morning because he only wants you to do what he wants you to do. Like Jesus, who are we following? Who are we giving our lives to? Who do we want to become more like? Jesus. So we can come up with our good ideas. We can come up with things that is easy for us to do. But it's Jesus that we want to be like. When Jesus was 12 years old, what happened? He went to the temple. We all know this story. He went and he got lost. So who's misplaced a child? Don't put up your hand. Okay, if you want to put up your hand. I remember as a young boy going to school. I lived in East London. I grew up in East London. I remember one day coming out of school, waiting for my mom and dad, and they never pitched. I remember standing outside the school. Eventually, I saw the last person go, and I'm standing there with my little backpack, and I'm going, luckily, there was one teacher that saw me and said, "Where's your mom and dad?" I said, "I don't have a clue. They forgot me." You know, who's had that experience? You know? Jeez, there's a lot of us. Okay, we all need some healing in our lives. And Jesus, when he was 12, it was a little bit of a reverse. His parents was looking like crazy for him, and Jesus was gone. And when they found him, what did he say? He said, "I was about my Father's business. I was doing what God wanted me to do." And that should be our heart. What is God asking you to do? That thing that I said earlier, being obedient. Lord, how do I obey you in everything, God? How do I obey you as a husband to be the husband you want me to be to my wife? How do I obey you as a mom or a dad in everything for my children, God? How do I bring them up in a way that one day they will follow you in everything, God? Because like Lisa Marie prayed this morning, it's not about them playing rugby or being a world-class surfer or being an architect or a lawyer or a doctor. Who cares? What does it profit anyone that we gain the whole world but we lose our souls? Are you about your Father's business? And this morning, that is the thing that I feel God wanting to say to us, that we are so rooted in him, that we are his, that we belong to him. He loves us. He's got a plan and a purpose for our lives. And we need to position ourselves and say, "God, we are about your business." In this little town called Melkbos, where you have placed us. That scripture is in Luke 2, verse 49. It says, "I must be about my Father's business." And then one other scripture, John 12, verse 49, if you can put that up quickly. Just goes a little bit deeper. It's all about him. And then Jesus says to his disciples this. He says, "For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment, what to say and what to speak. Isn't that beautiful? So my other prayer has been, Lord, give me ears to hear. Give me eyes to see what you are doing and ears to hear what you are saying. Because even the words that we speak, the Bible says it's got power. There's power in our words. Are you speaking life or are you speaking death? And even Jesus said, I don't even say anything of my own authority. I only say what I hear my Father say. What's God saying to you this morning? What's God showing you this morning? Because you are going to stand in front of him one day and give an account for your life. So hear from him, see him, live for him. Even on this day, so that we can live for the audience of one, someone once said. Living for the audience of one. I'm living for Jesus. I'm living for God. I'm living for him alone. I run my race with endurance so that one day when I stand in front of him, he is my everything. We serve an incredible dad, an incredible father. He's for us. He's with us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, the Bible teaches. Nothing. Nothing can separate us. Our only thing that we need to do is be found in him. That's it. It's actually, the gospel is so simple. It's so simple. We receive him, and then we stay in him. In John 15, Jesus writes, he says, abide in me, and I abide in you. And out of that place, we do everything that we need to do. And just this morning, as we've been worshiping God and coming low, I want to encourage us as a people to say, Lord, we are yours. We belong to you. And I want to encourage the young guys here, the youth, stay rooted in Jesus. Stay rooted in him. Because out of your own, we can't do anything. The Lord doesn't delight in the strength of a man's legs or in the power of horses or things that we come up. He delights in a heart that is fully surrendered to him, fully his, fully devoted to the things that he wants. Amen. Amen. Let's close our eyes. Father, this morning, God, as we come before you, Lord, we do say, you're a good father. And just something while every eyes is closed, Dylan said this morning, he didn't have a good dad. And I remember having a conversation with him once where he said, you know, someone comes in church and says, you know, God's good. He's like your earthly father. And maybe your dad messed up. Maybe your dad wasn't a good dad. Maybe the picture that you've got even of God is a little bit skewed. And I want to pray this morning that you see a loving father, a father that formed you in your mother's womb, knew you even before the foundations of the earth was laid. And he says he loves you. He knows what you've gone through. He knows the life that you've lived, and he is for you and not against you. And just as our eyes are closed, can you see that, what you perceive to be the most loving, good father that you've ever seen? Just see a dad that runs to you, that picks you up, that twirls you around, that holds you tight, that sits with you, has a meal with you maybe. A dad that has got every dream that you dream, says you can do it. A dad that encourages you. A dad that provides for you. You lack nothing. And even when you make mistakes, a dad that holds you and says, you are mine. And I can give my best attempt to paint a picture of a good dad, but only he can do that. The dad, this morning, we We come to you, Lord, and we just want to say we love you, God. You are our everything. You are ours, Lord. And maybe that picture just for you has been one of, that's maybe just been, you don't know how to process even that. And I feel this morning, God just wants to minister to you. And while eyes are closed, can you maybe just say, hey, that's me. I don't want to embarrass anybody, but just can you pray for me? Like, I want to experience God's love like never before. I want him to pour his love out on me, knowing that he's a good dad, that he is my everything. And I'd love for some guys to come around and just pray for you. Is there someone there today? Maybe show with a hand.
Just for all service, God's just been highlighting something. I was chatting to Clive in the front, and I serve a frenetic boss that if you want to have a conversation with him, you need to learn to walk fast because he just doesn't stop. And the whole service, I just felt like the God we serve is saying to you, stop. God's not anxious. He's not busy the way we are busy. He's got his hands full. He never stops productivity and being creative, working in our lives. But he's saying to you today, stop. And why? Because his heart is for you. Would you stop today and in faith go, yes, Lord. He wants to touch your life. But will you stop? Will you just pause? Just give God half a gap. Father God, I worship you this morning. You're such a beautiful Father. Lord, I know our lives are so frenetic and crazy and full of anxiety and worry, and we work ourselves to pieces, and all you want is for us to stop and enter your rest. Would you come by your Spirit this morning and meet individually? God is interested in every single person in this room individually and saying, stop. Come and be with me. Can you feel the hand of God drawing you closer? He wants to draw you into his bosom. He wants to nestle you in the shadow of his wing and comfort you. Would you allow him to do that today? Would you allow the tension in your shoulders and your neck and your back to ease as you meet with and enjoy the peace of the living God? Holy Spirit, would you come and just breathe your life upon this body? And upon each and every individual person that's here. But it's a decision that you take today. It's a decision of faith. Do you have the faith to stop and pause and bend your knee in your heart, bend your knee before the Father and say, Lord, what do you have for me? What do you want to do? What do you want to say? Because the Father wants to meet with you today.
There's just such a tenderness here this morning. And I think it's God just showing us that he is that loving Father that we all say. One of the words that came out in our prayer meeting this morning was a response, that we would respond to the Lord. And you know, if you think of a relationship between a good dad and a son or a daughter, there is this response. There's this response of running to a dad and the response of a dad running towards you. And I want to ask this morning, can we position ourselves just to respond to the Lord? And the first call I want to make is if you might not even know this dad that we're talking about, the Bible is so clear that it says that we are all born into this world as sinners. We are all come into this world as sinful nature because of what Adam and Eve did. But the Bible says in Romans 5, it says at just the right time, Jesus gave himself as a sacrifice for your sin, that you will go on and live eternity with him because of what he's done on the cross for you. God gave his son to die on a cross for your sin. And maybe this morning you're sitting and you're going, I hear everything, but I don't even know this Jesus and this God that you're talking about. I don't have a personal relationship. And it is clear that we need to have that relationship with him, abiding in him, knowing him, having a conversation daily with him and knowing him intimately. And that's the way that we know he is our Father. Maybe this morning you've never done that, or you've done that in the past, but you've drifted away from him in a sense. Just drifted away. Just not keep on having a relationship with him as your dad. And this morning I feel the Father saying, come back, come back, come back. My arms are wide open. I'm for you. I'm with you. And if that's you, I'd love to pray with you this morning. Love to pray with you this morning and maybe introduce you to that Father that loves you beyond anything that you can imagine or dream of, but maybe coming back to him that you once did love. So guys are praying, guys are just trusting the Lord for people to respond. And if that's you this morning, don't you want to be bold? In a minute, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. And you know God's talking to you because your heart's pounding in your chest. And don't be embarrassed, because all of us have done that. And the Bible says if we come before him, and one day he will stand and acknowledge us in front of the Father. So if that's you this morning, don't you want to just say, that's me? Raise your hand quickly. Just say, can you pray with me? I want to know this God. I want to know this Father like I might have never known in my past. That you? Thank you for that hand, ma'am. Appreciate it. Thank you. Is there anyone else? I feel God just like saying he loves you. He absolutely loves you. Can I pray for you? Is that okay? Isn't this amazing? Like, can we? Yes. I just want to say God absolutely loves you. Is there anybody else? Sorry, just before we go on. Is there anyone else? Don't miss a moment in the Lord. Come on. So, is there someone else? Cool. You know what the Bible says? Angels right now is rejoicing in heaven. They stop because of one person returning back to the Father. So you are just awesome. That's amazing. Can I pray for you? Can we just pray for you? Father, we just thank you for Mathilda this morning, God. Thank you for what you are moving in her heart and moving, and that you have called her, God, that you love her, that you are for her, God, that you are her dad, Lord. And I pray this morning, God, as she just gives herself again to you afresh or anew, Lord, that you will work in her heart like never before, God, that she knows that she is loved and belongs to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can we go pray with you? Amen. Can we give the Lord a hand? Isn't that amazing? Awesome. That's awesome. Then for us, can we do this morning? Can we say, God, I want to be someone. I want to be a son and a daughter that only do what you want me to do. So listen to what I'm saying, because it's actually quite a commitment that you're making. Okay, it doesn't mean you've got to ask God if you've got to brush your teeth tomorrow morning or not, you know, like, let's not be weird about it. But can we be those that live for our God, that's given our hearts to him, that say, Lord, what do you want me to do? I want to hear you. I want to see you, God. And I want to run a race that you have put me on, God. And I want to honor you in everything we want to do. And if that's you, I'm standing this morning saying, God, I want to be as you are a good father, but I want to be a good son. I want to be a good son. I want to be a good daughter in your house, God. I want to be like Jesus, hearing what you're saying, seeing what you're doing, and following what only what you're wanting to do. And if that's you, can you stand with me? Can you stand? And this is a commitment you're making to the Lord. It's almost like it is. You're going, Lord, I don't want to do my own thing. I'm stepping over this line of doing my own thing. Maybe I haven't obeyed you in areas. Just before we pray this prayer of commitment, maybe just let's search our hearts quickly. Let's just think about the things that God has asked us to do in the past. Maybe we haven't obeyed him in everything. And let's just quickly repent before him. Let's just give that to him again. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for the things that I might have done or have not done where you've asked me to do something, God. Come and forgive us, Lord. But Lord, today as your people, we stand in front of you, God, our good Father. And we want to say, Lord, we want to be good children. We want to be those that follow you, that live our lives only pleasing to you, God. In everything that you teach us, God, we want to obey you. We want to read your word, devour it, understand you, God, understand your ways, Lord, and follow you in everything that you're wanting to do, God. We don't want to be those that come up with good ideas or plans or schemes of how we can make our lives better, but we want to surrender our lives, God. We want to die to the things of this world, God. We want to die to our thoughts, our plans, and say, Jesus, come live in us and live through us so that you may be glorified in everything, God. We surrender this morning, God. We bow low, God. We bow low, God. And we say, you be lifted up in our lives and through our lives this morning, God. We give you our hearts. We give you our lives. We give you everything, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.